Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Mel Robbins is an American on-air CNN commentator, television host, life coach, author, motivational speaker, and contributing editor for Success Magazine. Robbins is best known for her coverage of the George Zimmerman trial and host of A&E's Monster In-Laws. Today, Mel's going to talk a little bit about the five-second rule and how it can change your life. Listen to Mel.
What you need in life is the ability to push yourself. And what the five-second rule is it's a rule based in science that teaches you how. You see, you're going to leave here super inspired. You're going to know exactly what you need to do. You're going to learn from the experts. You're going to have a roadmap. You're going to be so excited and so empowered and so educated. But when you get back to your life, it's up to you. Do you know how to push yourself? Well, this is how you're going to do it. You can use the rule in three ways, okay? You can use it to change any behavior in the moment, and I'm going to show you examples of these. You can use it to find courage, to speak up, to show up, to do things you wouldn't normally do. You can use it for mind control. Let me show you how. So, let's say that you've got a bunch of people that you want to talk to. You want to recruit. You're excited. You go into the meeting, but they look at you like this. You're like, oh no, I'm not going to say anything today. They look like they're in a bad mood. I don't think I can do this today. Yes, you can. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Say it. The only thing holding you back from recruiting the team that you want, from going after the prospects that really could expand your life and business, is you. That five-second hesitation, that's all that's holding you back. There is a five-second window between the things that you know you should do and you actually doing them. Like this guy, who learned about the five-second rule, started a business, and he is now one of the top real estate agents for recruiting. Why? Because every time he sees somebody and has an instinct to talk to them about his business, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and he goes. Here's another way that you can use the rule. You know how we do that thing where you say to yourself, all right, that's it. Today I'm going to exercise, right? So you get on your exercise gear, and then you spend all day in your tights. Yes, I do that too. Or you get down to the kitchen, and you're ready to, you know, you got your joggers on and your sneakers on, and then you pick up your phone, and oh, look at that, 45 minutes later, I don't have time to do this anymore. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Blowing things off is a habit. If you've got 5 minutes, you can do a plank. I know, the advice is terrible, but you can still do it. Why am I telling you this? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because this is not a tool. It's just about torturing you. It's a tool that unlocks the power in you. If you keep blowing off the little stuff 5 seconds at a time, how the heck can you do the big stuff? Right? And the truth about exercise, the truth about selling, the truth about building a business is the first step. The first step is the hardest. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 will get you out of bed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 will get you out the door. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's annoying, isn't it? Yeah. It's simple, and it's annoying. Here's the most powerful way that you can use the rule. So, you know, a lot of people look at me, and they're like, oh, that chick must have been born like that, you know, annoying and confident. No. No, not at all. Actually, I suffered from anxiety and panic attacks for 20 years. They started in my 20s, and when I started law school, that should have been a sign that I didn't want to be a lawyer, but I soldiered on. It got really bad when I had our first daughter. I was almost hospitalized. The postpartum depression was so bad. I took Zoloft for 20 years. And about 4 years ago, as I noticed that I went from facing bankruptcy and losing our home equity line and blowing through the life savings to now having a, you know, multi-million dollar business and partnerships with CNN and Success Magazine. Yeah, incredible, right? And more importantly, a 20-year marriage that we just celebrated. So I started using this tool to change everything, my income, my business, my self-monitoring, being a nicer spouse, being a more patient parent. And I wondered, God, I wonder if I could use this thing to actually cure myself of anxiety. You can. Let me show you how. So I'm going to use an example that a lot of us share, which is the fear of flying, right? You know what I do when I get on a plane? The first thing I do, I think about the plane crashing. And then I think about that one photo. You know that photo that's floating around online of the plane? It's on the ground, but there's just that hole on the side of it, and one row got sucked right out of the thing, right? And I think, oh my gosh, I'm in that row. And then if we hit turbulence, what do? I start pulling out the phone, and I think I'm texting the kids because, for crying out loud, if I'm going to die in a fiery plane crash, I better send them a great text before I die, because they got to do a PowerPoint, right? And I got to show the world that I was the best mom ever, even when I was facing death. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're all nuts. Absolutely nuts. So are you. You're giggling because you know you're nuts too. If I were to put a speaker on your head and broadcast you, we would drag you out of here and lock you up. You're insane. Here's the thing that's the problem. You listen to it. Panic is nothing more than worrying that's gotten out of control. That's all that it is. You can cure yourself of it. I'm telling you right now. All you have to do, the moment you notice that your mind goes from the prefrontal cortex to the basal ganglia, which is where your habit of anxiety and worrying and self-doubt is, all you got to do, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then redirect yourself to think about something empowering. If you're afraid of talking to people, so you got this big plan and you got the thing you're going to say and you're all excited, and then all of a sudden, the second you see them, you start feeling deflated and scared and self-doubt, that is a habit. You can change how you think. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awaken your prefrontal cortex and put in an anchor thought of your dreams. Put in an anchor thought of you high-fiving that person when they join your team. Put in an anchor thought of the 0000 zeros in your bank account, not the zero.
For more from Mel Robbins, search YouTube and visit her website, melrobbins.com. MelRobbins.com. Subscribe for email updates. You've got to get her book, The 5-Second Rule. It's awesome, and don't take my word for it. Read the reviews. I, however, went with the audio version. It's available at her website and or Amazon.com. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks so much for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollig. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebollig.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollig. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.